I take pleasure in introducing to you Arthur B. Hamel, the Dean of American Business. Arthur Hamel is a nationally recognized expert in business opportunities and a well-known author, consultant, investor, business owner, and dynamic lecturer. His expertise is founded on his actual business experience over the past 30 years, as well as his formal educational credentials. Hamel is a doer. Arthur Hamel's early business knowledge came from his years in the trenches. While in his teens, Hamel worked in construction, and after earning his degree in industrial engineering from Pennsylvania State University, he applied that knowledge both in working for major industrial giants like IBM and Lockheed, as well as in a management consulting firm in which he was a partner, HTH Consulting Associates in New York. Very active today in business management and ownership, Hamel estimates that he has been involved in over 200 business opportunities, including formation, ownership, franchising, and leasing. Since 1975, Hamel has also been conducting the Arthur Hamel Business Seminar and has provided thousands of Hamel graduates with valuable practical business training. The cassette tape home study program that you are about to hear will give you the same in-depth opportunity to completely familiarize yourself with the total mechanics of business. You will receive easy-to-follow, step-by-step information on how to select the right business for you, how to analyze it carefully, structure the purchase shrewdly, finance it fully, and own it successfully with substantial cash flow, while investing little or no money of your own. You do not have to be a whiz at bookkeeping or math. You do not have to be a college graduate. You do not have to be an experienced business person. The easy-to-follow workbook, which has chapters to accompany each tape, will provide you with forms and charts to keep and use forever. Here at last is the easy way to learn the proven steps to success. Welcome to the wonderful world of cash flow.
As we start looking into the areas of either buying or starting a business, the thing you have to realize is really covered on page 1-1. And what we have is something here that we've had in our program as the introduction, don't be a quitter. And again, I'm not going to read this for you, other than to say don't be a quitter when the job is tough, or fail in trying when the going is rough. The thing you have to realize when you get involved in business, as you're going out to buy one, as you're going out to start one, it's not going to be that easy. It's going to be probably a lot easier than you think it is. I've been involved in business now for many, many years. I've also been involved in education of people for over 10. And the key thing we have found in going back to check on our successful people is the fact that the people that are successful has nothing to do with race, creed, color, sex, national origin, any of those things. It has to do with persistence. It has nothing to do with your IQ level, because I don't care if your IQ level is very low or very high. The key thing is persistence. Because when you go out there to get involved in business and you're getting started, whether you're buying an existing one or starting one, a lot of things are going to go wrong. A lot of people are going to put you down. The people are going to tell you it doesn't work. People are going to tell you that you can't possibly get in business, or just look at you and say, you've got to be kidding. The thing that always fascinates me as your relatives and friends put you down is be of good cheer, because X number of months from now, as you succeed, these same people are going to come back to you and say, see, I told you. I told you you'd succeed. Why? Because as soon as you start to make money and do well, you're going to find the average person, relative or friend, that put you down before is not going to come back and want to be your friend. Why? Because you now have buku bucks. What I want you to consider as you think about Section 1 here is the fact that you're not going to be going to another planet as you get involved in business. You're going to have the same problems in life you've had before. The only thing that happens, basically, when you get involved in business, you're going to have more money. And then the thing you're going to have to do is figure out ways to enjoy that money, because after you get that business, if you let the business bog you down, or if you don't have good management, or if you've set it up so you're not able to take off and enjoy the money, you're going to find life is not going to be that sweet. Because in business, it requires two things, basically, if you want to be happy. Number one, to make the money to cover what you and your family need, and also buy all the toys you want. And its secondary thing that you have is to have good management so you can take off, so you can enjoy some of the money. And also, the thing that you gain with good management is the fact that they take away a lot of the problems. They're a buffer. And if you get involved in businesses where you don't have that management buffer, you're going to find, most cases, you're not going to enjoy the management of a business, because you're going to have all those people hitting on you all the time. Now, as you start to consider it, can you consider getting involved in business, three of the basic areas we're going to talk about on the next page is basically the form of ownership or the form of organization. And as we go through this, is the only time in this section we're going to cover taxation. So why don't we go through this now, and I'll just read it and we'll talk about these different areas. And what we're talking about is choosing the form of organization. Starting a business involves, among other things, or buying an existing one, a number of substantial tax aspects. And what we have is are the most significant tax points you'll encounter. One of the first decisions related to the legal form of ownership, and again, I'm not an attorney, and you're going to need an attorney to give you advice in all these different areas, but let's start giving you an overview as to some of the problems, the good news and bad news you're going to find as you get involved in the area. As you get involved in larger companies, you're going to find the general rule is we are generally incorporating or buying it or setting it up as a form of a corporation, because we're going to find that we end up with a lot more tax benefits having a corporation. And even though most people think of the basic benefit being the protection, that is also true, because you're going to find in a corporation, as long as you've done everything properly and you haven't signed personally, you're going to find if something does go wrong with that corporation, basically you end up collapsing the problem you have within that corporation, and it doesn't go out and affect your other assets. And again, I'm generalizing, if you just set it up properly. Also, I want to suggest one thing. If you do decide to get involved in the area of forming a corporation, again, I'm not an attorney, but I do want to tell you, I run into a number of you that buy these books on how to form a corporation for under X number of dollars in all these Mickey Mouse states. And what I suggest you do is form the corporation in your own state. And what I also suggest you do is get an attorney to do it. Because then when you run into trouble, you have somebody to go back to. And the thing that really gets me is a lot of you will spend thousands of dollars doing a fantastic job in your corporation, setting it up, buying it, and the whole thing. And then when you get down to the corporation part of the form of ownership, you screw the thing up by going cheap. And although you may save $100 or $200 or $300 or whatever, the money you save, you're going to end up losing in the next few years. Why? Because you're going to end up screwing it up. Let the professionals do their job. Now, again, we talked about the tax aspects. And let's start talking about the first type here, and let's start talking about sole proprietorships. The simplest form of organization, the sole proprietorship, is not an organization at all, since it has no existence separate from that of the owner. In fact, an individual may own more than one proprietorship and may even elect to use different tax accounting methods. Income or loss is reported in the proprietor's income tax return. The proprietor is liable for any self-employment tax on the income. And although most deductions available to other forms of organization are also available to the sole proprietor, certain benefits available to corporate employees, such as retirement and medical, are restricted. So what you're going to find, especially when you get involved in business making over $50,000, and that's just our general rule of thumb, don't hold us to it, you're going to find that basically with the benefits we have in retirement and other areas, we do like the corporate form of ownership. And the other thing is, with a sole proprietorship, it may be a good way to start, because basically when you're going out with a sole proprietorship and you don't have a good tax record, the corporation form is not going to protect you legally, because even if you have a corporation, if you don't have a track record, people are going to ask you to sign personally, so you end up basically, other than tax-wise, back in the same position you would be legally with a sole proprietorship.
This concludes Side 1. To continue, please turn the cassette over.